the way your team played.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I mean, just a really complimentary, fast start by our guys, and thought we had a really good plan of coming out and executing, and we did that in the first and second quarter. So that was, really a positive for us to handle really some high winds and some this the situation around the game weather. I thought we handled that pretty well and had a plan for that. And then in the second half, I thought that we lost a little bit of focus and didn't really like how we kept our focus throughout the third quarter. But I mean, Bryant is a very good football team, and we had to compete all the way to the end. I think that's the bigger lesson we take from it, is like we got to show up to play a full game, and knowing how important that is to win a game.
Let's start with Carter Peavy, four touchdown passes there in the first half, but just the big plays, the flea flicker to Joe to start it off, and a 36 yarder and a 79 yarder to Montego. Did you think maybe going into the game that you might be able to get some of those big plays offensively?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know it's those are things we work on in practice weekly, and a part of our offense. And I think our ability to get the run game going early on allowed for those things to open up. I thought Carter threw the ball really well on Saturday, and a couple of those like into some heavy winds, and just really was able to focus and execute, and really we did a nice job in protection on those deep shots as well. And just really felt like we had a good mix of play calling, throughout the game, but especially in the first half, and be able to stay balanced, and that allows for those shot plays to open up.
Got a question smart from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach. Congrats.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? Thank you.
Good, thanks. How are you? Just
Good.
obviously looking ahead to Elon. First of all, can you give us an injury update and moving forward? And then again, moving ahead, what do you work on as you get ready for an Elon team that scored 90 points in his last two games? Thank you.
Yeah, Elon, this is a team that is looks like they've continuing to get better all season. Just seeing them on tape, I mean, really playing to their strengths, efficient on offense, playing really tough defense. And as you said, I mean, building belief throughout the year. They have a great coaching staff. They have a really strong tradition and belief in who they are, and their process, and how they're going to win games. And that's been seen, as you said, the second half of the season. They've really turned it on. So we know this is a team that's getting better, and probably playing their best football right now, as any well-coached team is going to. They're going to play their best football in November, and this team is certainly doing that as well. So really strong. Going to be a really tough battle for us going down there. Just on the injury front, nothing really to report there outside of from our game. We had a couple guys get some bumps and bruises, but we expect everyone to be available to play this weekend.
Next question from Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Kevin?
Doing good, man. So two for me real quick. One, I know five wins isn't the goal, obviously, but as you kind of head down the stretch here, how much do those five wins just sort of, I guess, confirm or sort of help guys understand that the process is working and that things are going the right way as you guys try to build this back up?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is having a process about us, having a standard of how we play, and believing in that, and having a standard in how we practice, and that process, and seeing that pay off on Saturdays with wins is certainly helpful, and much needed this year. And I think it's a credit to our players and our coaches for being 100% aligned and working really hard every day to be prepared, and so that, yeah, I think it's been really important. And as you said, I mean, we're so much of a operation that's 1 week at a time, but it's certainly recognizable that our players and our coaches have trusted that process.
And just one more for me. Our Montego Moss, obviously with that name and his upbringing, he could have an ego. I'm assuming he does it. What's he like off the field, and just what's it like coaching him on a day-to-day basis?
Tego loves football. I mean, that's evident in if you see him play. I mean, he looks really natural playing receiver and just like really comfortable in his own skin out there. And you know, he's picked up his game like blocking, playing special teams, running down on kickoff, being out there on maybe a punt return, on punt team as well. So I mean, his leadership has improved immensely. He's in the best shape he's been in. I've mentioned that throughout the year, but just seeing his transformation, his stamina to be able to play the entire game, I think is where his game has really picked up. And yeah, I mean, he's been such a positive force for us every day at practice. That you know, the young guys in our program, but even his peers the same age, you know, they all look to him for energy, and he certainly provides that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Jordan, you talked about it a little bit in your opening comment, but Brian Santana Fifth, 104 yards rushing to go along with the big day that Carter had through the air. Do you feel like right now your team maybe has as much balance on offense as you've had all year?
I do, yeah. We've really committed, you know, to that mindset of being a physical team, you know, whether we're that. You know, every rep is something we're measuring, but you know, there's certainly an emphasis and commitment to running the football, and there's a commitment to playing a certain way, you know, when we do run the football. So you know, feel like that has allowed us to be a little more balanced, which has helped our quarterback as well. And you know, that's something we're going to continue to press upon, is just really being able to get a lot of guys involved. Brian, you know, had an outstanding game. Really good to see him, you know, kind of get loose a couple of times and, you know, run through some tackles along with Jahari Martin. You know, he broke some tackles and had some tough runs. So, got to continue to do those things.
I want to switch to talk a little bit about the defense. I know the second half may not have gone the way that you would like, but they pitched a shutout in the first half and forced a couple of turnovers that were really big in the game with Xavier Holmes with an interception. And just talk about what you were able to do so well to kind of disrupt Bryant there in the first half.
Yeah, I think it was, you know, our front and our back end working together. Obviously, Brian has a great passing attack. You know, something that we were really concerned about was their ability to make plays down the field. And then they got us on a couple, you know, a couple 50-50 balls late in the game they were able to come down with. But, you know, before that, I mean, just our guys really did a great job just attacking the ball in the air, you know, matching the hand on the quarterback, doing a good job of affecting the throw. And we were able to get some takeaways, and you know, we always want to be able to finish in the plus side there. So it was good to see us just be opportunistic and playing really fast and running, and you know, that's you know, the identity of our defense. We want to see our guys pursuing the ball, and I think they did a nice job of that in the first half.
Now you touched on Elon a little bit with Larry, but when you look at what they've done on offense the last couple of weeks, especially with downing their quarterback and Chandler Braboy as both the returner and receiver, what are going to be the biggest challenges for your defense to continue the success they've really had all year long?
Yeah, it's going to be number one, just you know, stopping the run. We think they have a terrific backs. We think they have you know, terrific quarterback and offensive line and blocking tight ends. I mean, just we're really going to have our hands full there. And then just you know, as you said, just defending their pass game. And you know, we're going to be dealing with one of the best returners in the conference and also one of the best receivers.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time here this morning and safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Talk next week.
All right. Once again, for media members on the line, if you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just